This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wealth Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Klein, a retirement planner with Copley Financial Group. Today, I want to talk about taxes in retirement and how can we reduce and avoid them. But first, as always, my co-host, Tony Shore.
Great to see you. Great to be here. Wow, I'm huge in that bag. I got to back up here. I'm just a giant talking head. That's what I'm known for, Matt, as being
anyway. That's what
anyway.
We want.
So I'm doing great. I've been having a good time, keeping busy. You know, the huge stuff with the fam. My youngest daughter graduated from high school.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so now we're empty nesters pretty soon here.
Oh, so time to have some real fun.
My wife and I, that's our third and youngest, finally graduated high school, which is good.
It's amazing.
Can't believe she's actually already graduated from high school. Time flies when you're having fun, though, Matt. You know
ain't
what they say.
The truth. Yep.
How about you? How have you been? What have you been doing for fun these days, Matt?
Well, I was just on vacation that we talked about last time for the holiday and just kind of back to work as usual and, you know, taking it easy until we get to July 4th and then I'll let loose again. So.
Yes. Working hard until July 4th, actually.
You got it.
Yep. Not going anywhere between now and then. Same here. You got to buckle down. So what are we talking about today? You've got a great topic for us, don't you?
Yeah. I want to talk about taxes in retirement and, you know, how we can avoid them. Right.
So yes, that's always good.
Yeah. We have, you know, what we call three buckets that you can draw income from once you retire. The first being what we call your non-qualified bucket. That's going to be your brokerage accounts, you know, checking accounts, savings accounts, stuff like that. And that's going to be taxed as you get gains on it, right? So if you invest that money and you show a positive return, well, you're going to be taxed as, you know, either long or short-term capital gains on that money. That second bucket is going to be your retirement accounts, what we call qualified. And that's going to be the ones where, you know, your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, TCB, whatever it might be, money that you saved for retirement, you haven't paid taxes on it yet. They're going to charge you income taxes when you pull it out of those accounts in retirement. And then the third and my favorite bucket by far is the tax me never bucket, right? That's going to be your Roth
tax
IRA.
Tax me never, you called it. Most people would just say tax free, but I love it, Matt. You say tax me never bucket.
You got it. Yeah. So that's going to, thanks. That's going to allow you to grow that money as much as possible, never pay capital gains, never pay income tax on it. Once it gets into that Roth account, you're tax-free for life. And there's also some tax benefits for your heirs when they inherit that account later on as well. Another part of that tax me never bucket could be a properly structured IUL, Index Universal Life Insurance Policy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great title for today's show, Tax Me Never. How about
that? Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, well, and it's great to know that there is a tax-free bucket and there are options out there for tax-free income in retirement, because that's what we're talking about, right? Is these buckets is it to have tax-free income in retirement?
Yep, that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking to have that flexibility to pull from, you know, basically a place where we can have income that won't be taxed. We can prevent ourselves from going into higher tax brackets, and we can do all types of creative planning with this. But first, before you get to that point where you can enjoy it, you got to figure out how you're going to get money into this account, right? Sure. So the Roth account actually works the opposite of your traditional retirement accounts, your IRA or 401k, where you don't pay taxes on it at first, and then they tax you later on when you take it out in retirement. This, with the Roth, you're going to pay taxes on the way in, and then you never have to pay taxes again. So you can contribute to it the same way you would to your IRA. You actually have to pick between one of the two. And you can also contribute to your 401k. But the way that we really fund this and get a lot of money into it is usually through what we call conversions, Roth conversions. Okay. And that's going to allow you to move any amount you want every year from your retirement accounts into the Roth account. But the caveat,
so you're talking about like moving money. So to get money into a Roth account, you can do a conversion, and that's taking money from, say, a 401k, a traditional 401k or traditional IRA, or and then moving it into a Roth.
That's exactly what I'm referring to. Yep. But you got to be smart about this, right? If you move over too much in one year, you're going to push yourself into higher tax brackets. You're going to counteract the whole point of what you're trying to do.
Sure.
You also have to be careful about doing this before the age of 59 and a half. The IRS is going to hit you with a 10% penalty for taking money out of your retirement account. And if you're getting too close to retirement and your income is very, very high and you might be dropping down a tax bracket or two once you retire, it might not be the perfect time to do it. You might want to wait. So there's a lot of things to consider when doing it, but I'll give you just a quick kind of insight into one way that makes sense. You know, if you've got, let's say, you know, and I know taxes are progressive, but let's say you're, you know, you're making $60,000 a year and your next tax bracket's at 77. Well, you should strongly consider moving over $16,999, right? Because yeah. You're staying within that tax bracket. You're going to be in that same tax bracket in retirement. Why not pay a little bit of extra taxes now, make that money tax-free for life? I think it makes a lot of sense, and it's going to save you money on your taxes.
Yeah, that does. And I mean, the point here is to minimize your tax burden. Nobody's talking about not paying their fair share or not paying any taxes, but we're talking about minimizing that tax burden, especially in retirement when every penny counts. You're living off your own money. You're not earning an income from an outside source. It's money you saved. It's Social Security. It's your IRA, your 401k, investments. So I think that it's really important to get that tax burden as low as possible. And a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to have much for taxes in retirement anyway, but that's often not true, is it?
Oh, no, that's certainly not the case. We find that if you are lowering your tax burden in retirement, that can make all the difference, right? That can be the difference between being forced into downsizing. That can be the difference in, you know, how many vacations you're taking every year, or even eventually ending up below the poverty level, you know, deep in retirement. So I think there's a huge, huge benefit to taking this seriously. But you have to understand that this starts years before you retire. This is planning you're going to want to take into account, you know, 5-10 years before you even get close to retirement, because it takes time. It's a slow process. It's a analyzation that you're going to want to do at the end of every calendar year as that approaches, to make sure that you're getting the most out of this.
So there are different ways to make a Roth conversion, a rollover or a conversion. And so you have to be careful there, right? And you really need to be, before you do any of that, you need to have somebody in your corner like yourself, a financial services professional, who's going to walk you through it and make sure you don't make mistakes that could be costly, correct?
Oh, without a doubt. This is something that if you do it wrong or you don't have a tremendous amount of experience and know the rules very, very well, can end up costing you a lot. You know, a lot of people end up converting too much and end up paying more taxes over the course of their lifetime. You can mess things up in terms of when you're allowed to do it. So, for instance, you can contribute to your IRA or Roth IRA up until when you file your taxes April 15th. If you want to do a conversion, it's got to be in before the end of the calendar year. But then you also have to know that most of the brokerages get flooded with these at the end of the year. They want it in even before December.
Sure.
So there's all these little things that you got to know about. You know, that's just a couple to name a few.
Yeah. Yeah. And so and there are rollover rules. Let's say I'm getting close to retirement or leaving my job and I want to roll my 401k or part of it into a Roth IRA. There are rollover rules and there are penalties and things. You've got to be careful there, right?
Yeah, it's again, there's all these little rules within the bigger rules. And if you don't know exactly how to structure this, it's going to bite you in the butt. So you definitely want a financial professional for this. It's one of the most important things I think that you can do leading up to retirement. You know, it's something that you're definitely not going to want to go out alone. I know a lot of people, you know, think they can do some of this stuff. This is something I really recommend that you have somebody by your side with a lot of experience.
Yeah. And so, Matt, you've indicated on past shows as well that you're a big proponent of the Roth IRA,
sure,
obviously, because it provides. But why? What's the reason people need a Roth? Obviously, for tax-free income in retirement, but explain why that's so important, because of the traditional IRA and 401k, they're fully taxed in retirement. So what's the biggest advantage to a Roth is that you pay taxes now when they're less? Isn't that right?
Well, that's exactly right. So for instance, let's talk about where tax brackets are right now. A lot of people don't realize that January 1st of 2026, automatically, without anything happening in Washington, tax brackets are going to revert back to those 2017 levels, which are obviously higher. In fact, the tax brackets we have now are just about as low as they've ever been, meaning that you're going to be paying higher taxes almost certainly in retirement. Why not transfer that money over at a lower tax bracket now to make it tax-free rather than take it out when your taxes are higher?
Yeah.
So big benefit there. Pay less taxes now rather than paying higher taxes later.
Yeah, because a traditional IRA and a traditional 401k, those are like ticking tax time bombs, aren't they? Because when you take that money out, you're not only paying taxes, you're paying on the growth, you're paying on what you put in. You have to pay on everything. Whereas a Roth, the principal and the growth comes out tax-free. Is that right?
100% correct, Tony. I think I like that a lot. Ticking tax time bombs.
That's not mine. I think I stole that from Ed Slott, who's the premier expert on IRAs. As you know, you're familiar with Ed Slott, right?
Yeah. He's
fantastic. I think he coined that phrase. I'm not 100% sure. I've heard it around, but I've adopted it as my own. A ticking tax time bomb is what. And another way to put it is a traditional IRA, which a lot of people have, including myself and my wife. Those are joint accounts. That like if you have $100,000 in a traditional IRA and it's in your name, and a lot of people think they've got $100,000 or $500,000, whatever the amount, they think, oh, I've got $100,000 in that account. I can use that $100,000 in retirement. I'll take it out and use it. But really, they don't have a full $100,000 in that account. It's a joint account with Uncle Sam, right?
That's a great way of putting it.
20-30% of that money is Uncle Sam's, isn't it?
Yep. At least. Yeah. Depending on where your brackets lie. 100%. Yep.
And obviously, part of the problem is I don't think he's my real uncle. No. So I don't want a joint account with him. Do I?
No, not the partner that you're looking for in retirement, Uncle Sam.
Not in retirement. It's great leading up to retirement. It's great for the current years when you're putting money in because it's tax deferred. But you're deferring it to a time when you really need all the money and taxes will be higher. So you got to be careful. But so we've talked about a lot of positives so far on Roth IRAs in that tax-free bucket. But what's a negative? I mean, can everybody qualify for a Roth and put money in?
Sure. So they have income requirements. If you're looking to do the contributions every year, there are ways that you can structure it to get around it, what we call backdoor contributions, where if your income exceeds the limit to contribute to a Roth IRA, what you can do is you can actually contribute to a non-deductible IRA for one day and then shoot it from that account in there. It's what we call the backdoor Roth. If you have multiple retirement accounts, though, you're going to have to figure out another strategy. So, you know, that can get a little tricky as well. But for the most part, if you're very well versed in this, you're going to be able to figure out ways to get money and fund this account if you start early enough, right?
So there are income limits to who can contribute to a Roth,
sure.
But there are strategies. Obviously, mm-hmm. conversions, rollovers are different than, you know, what you contribute on a regular basis, right? So,
yep.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Now, are there any other, I think we've covered the Roth. It's a great tool. A lot of people might think, well, why don't I have everything in a Roth then? Well, that's probably not realistic. You don't ever want all your eggs in one basket, right?
Yeah, that as well as you have to pay taxes to get that money in there, right? So, you know, big benefits to regular 401k and IRA accounts is you get to deduct that from your income. Every year, and it lowers your tax burden leading up to retirement, which is also a positive thing. It's all a balance. You want to have a mixture of both and spread out your wealth across the various buckets so you can do proper planning when the time comes.
Sure. You want some in a cash liquid bucket, that first yep. bucket, and then you probably want some in a tax deferred bucket. And then, of course, the mm-hmm. tax free or tax me never. I like that tax me never bucket. Yep. Now, besides a Roth, a lot of people from what I hear, I hear a lot about a tax free bucket, and I mainly hear about Roths. Are there any other options for tax-free investment or for tax-free money in retirement besides a Roth IRA?
Yeah, the indexed universal life insurance policy can also be a great way to build up that tax me never option. So that's going to fall in the same bucket. You're contributing to a life insurance policy, but you're going to have the as big a portion as possible actually going into the investment aspect of that policy, right? And it will grow for you. It's the investment. If the market goes down in a given year, you don't lose. If it goes up, you get a portion of whatever it went up. And it's a great way to build up an account under the guise of a life insurance policy. And then what you can do later on in retirement is borrow against that policy. Those loans are not taxed. And it gives you another way to provide yourself with tax-free income in retirement.
Yeah, and that's a cash value life insurance policy, correct?
That's correct. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just clarifying that. So really, those are two ways. And now there are even, I should have mentioned this earlier, but I wanted to ask you, you mentioned Roth IRAs. There are Roth 401ks people can contribute to now at a lot of employers while they're still working, right?
Sure, sure. So that's what we call the mega backdoor conversion.
Sure.
And basically the way that works is if, let's say, your 401k, you contribute, you max out your contributions to it, right? And your employer has some form of matching, but they still allow you to contribute a higher amount to your 401k, but they're not, there's still some space there after you max it out. Well, you can actually contribute after tax dollars to the 401k for that number. Now, well, why would you do that? Well, what you can do is contribute those after tax dollars. They're not deductible from your income anymore, but then you can go ahead and convert that into the Roth, essentially, funding the Roth with the substantial amount of money that you've already paid taxes on anyway. And really build that account up. Yep. And we call that the mega backdoor Roth conversion.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know how that worked. So that's fascinating. So it depends. And all this, I would assume, Matt, depends on each individual situation.
Yeah. So when it comes to this, and that's why I'm really, really a proponent of having someone help you with this. There's a lot of rules and stuff that goes into this. It's your tax brackets now, what we anticipate your tax brackets to be in retirement, how far you are from retirement, and then all the rules surrounding your specific employer plan. So it really takes a lot of analysis, and it's an ongoing thing. We're going to be doing this year after year, figuring out ways to
get as much money. Plus, the rules and laws change, it seems, lately. Sure. Every year with the Secure Act or the IRS laws change, and they're always adding to that 77,000-page quote-unquote document of IRS rules and laws, right?
Right. And that obviously not something that most people have the time to stay current on, but that's why we're here, right? That's my job, to make sure that we're up on everything that's changing, making sure we're taking into account everything that we need to, and ultimately making those best decisions for you.
Excellent. Well, great show today, Matt. Tell our listeners before we go how they can get a hold of you. I know you're offering a complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation where you'll sit down with somebody or talk to them at least over the phone or virtually, or have them come in and look at where they're at and see where they're going. How can they do that?
Sure. You can reach out to us toll free, 888-WEALTH-9, or find us at copleyfinancial.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of the Wealth Made Simple podcast with our host, Matt Klein.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one. Take care.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.